Who's going to be the sheriff's deputy?
Oh, boy.
So, second part of the tefillah series within the series of the Tzedus of the Baal Shem Tov. So, the first shir we discussed, a yisoid from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, but Bechlal, Pnimiyas HaTorah, but very much emphasized by the Baal Shem Tov, the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, which is the tefillah, that word, tefillah, the daven, is for the Shechinah HaKadosh. And we explained the different reasons why, and hopefully it was understandable. And of course, it's a sugya which is much deeper than what we presented. But we're just laying down the yesodos, and then there's always more to explore. Second yesod we're going to be dealing with tonight in Mitzvah Shem is more pashut than in the same way that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh took us all the way up to the top and said, if you really want to do tefillah right, every single person is capable, according to his understanding, to be mispalah for the Shechinah Kedoshah. And this year, the Baal Shem Tov is going to take us all the way down. Doesn't matter how low a person is, doesn't matter what type of a tefillah a person is mispalah, every single tefillah is important to listen to, and it's accounted for. And as we'll see, that's the yesod for the Baal Shem Tov, because although we're not going to bring so many dissenting opinions, because that's not our focus, but it's the yesod which is very much spoken about by the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, and it's a very precious yesod for ourselves. Take a look at the top Ma'ariv Makom, the middle Ma'ariv Makom, in the middle column, which is from the Shlach Hadash and Maseches Tamid. He's talking here about tefillah. Amnam nirali shayrish ha'inyin hukach. Whatever he's discussing, it's about tefillah, as you'll see. Ha tefillah shehi avodah shebalev, hi mitzvah asim in atarik marsham mitzvah asay. Every tefillah is a kiyum, daraisa. The inyin shmiyas ha tefillah hu isha kadosh baruch hu baruch hu bat tefillah. Now when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is listening to tefillahs, the concept that Hashem is boicher betfilah, that He takes a tefillah, He chooses it, He's makabel it. V'hamalach kaisra va'oyisa kesa l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. I remember hearing this as a child, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the tefillah through a malach, and He ties it on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, and makes a keser out of it. This is supposed to be that way, now. Aval ein mochrech sheikayim v'yasel mispal l'mashal b'vakesh. So, here we have a clause in tefillah, a condition. It's not mechrach that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to do what we ask of him to do. It doesn't have to be that way. A person should never be disappointed or feel like he's been robbed of his tefillahs, that he asked for yenim, whatever it is, and then he got something else. Shouldn't feel that way. Look at the way how he presents this. What you have after davening is a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. Tefillah is no different than any other mitzvah. Tefillah is not about the bakasha. Happens to be that tefillah can be a bakasha. But if Hashem says, I'm not listening to the bakasha, tefillah is no different than any other mitzvah, that just because you may not be answered the way that you would have liked to, doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not listening to the mitzvah, memila, there's no mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Hashem says, you're mekayim the mitzvah, that's probably most important. And then from there, that's Hashem's cheshbon, whether or not to be mekayim the request or not to be mekayim the request. Like any other mitzvah, the hainu tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, arbaminin, the kayyotze behem, even though we don't see the shefa, we don't see the bracha with our eyes, it's counted as a mitzvah, there's a heavenly check, spiritual check, and the schar is awaiting a person for that mitzvah. And that's true with mitzvahs and all tefillahs ksheiris, he says. All kosher with tefillahs. Those tefillahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes, He makes a crown. He's very proud of them. But to fulfill our requests, Hashem reserves the right to say, I'll listen to some, and I won't listen to some. Yisparachu hayoidei avitzadik b'chol derechav. he knows what he's doing. He's a tzad like b'chol derachav. He knows better than us. And that's all about tefillas ksheiros, whatever that means, tefillas ksheiros. Aval tefillah psula, bar minan, every single one of the tefillas psulas are nidches lagarmei haya kolei haya. What's called the tefillah psula, it's not counted at all, he says. Meaning, a little poetic here, like, halavai that we shouldn't be over on so many hazkaras. We say so many shemas havayas, or adnas, in the course of our tefillas and the brachas which we make, that it's like yotzei scharo b'hafseido. We may have to account for more loisisa shem Hashem l'kecha l'shavs that we may have for schar tefillas. With tefillas rabim here oyle l'mala. However, that's why it's always encouraged to daven b'tzibur, like the Gemara says, hein tefillas rabim ki elo yimas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reject the tefillas of the rabim. But we see from the Shlach HaKadosh an idea that every tefillah is a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa, if it's a tefillah k'sheira. But Hashem reserves the right to acknowledge, to accept, to fulfill the request, or not to. As I said, the Shlach, and this is brought down also by Baal HaMusar, some of the Sfadash and Mekubalim. Go to the right. And this is from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Shamati mimori ha-Baal Shem Tov. I heard from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Remember, this is Yisrael, this Baal Shem Tov Shir, so we're quoting him more than anybody else. Inyan ha-tfila b'chutz la'aretz. The inyan of tfila b'chutz la'aretz. I'm not going to focus on that. We're going to focus more on this next part. Ha'ikra hu ha-emuna. The main thing is emuna. Remember, emuna was our first yisoid, and tfila is really the maisa of tfila. She'yamen she'Hashem yizbarach malaycha la'aretz k'vaydai. That's how we began. Malaycha la'aretz k'vaydai. That belief, this goes back to shir number one on tefillah. Ayideizeh malu menaseh rag v'hashchina. When we speak about hakamas hashchinta me'afra, kabbalistic inyanim of raising up the shchina k'daisha, doesn't mean that a person has to get down to the ground and do push-ups or to start to go like this. The tefillah, the shchina k'daisha ascends and it goes up because of our emunah that the shchina k'daisha is malei chalartz k'vada. That's our first interaction with the Shechina, that we can't possibly be poyo with our tefillas unless we have this klar. Malay chala aretz kvaydai. Emuna is Shechina. Without going deeper into that sugya, that's more shir number one. Now he continues. V'gam yamin, a yid has to believe, miyad kishayetzi mipiv, nusach ha-tefila, as soon as the words of tefillah leave his mouth, masha shoyel, what he's requesting, miyad hunana. He is answered immediately. V'chi teima, and if you'll say, after hearing this, halafamim shalom matzim avukasha, how could you tell me that every tefillah is answered? It's not happening. I don't see it. Ha'inyin hu shuhu behelam imenu. That's because it's happening in places which are concealed from us. L'mashol shenasa bakashas b'chalal l'sa'ilam. Meaning, we may have asked for so and so to have a set of Arskol Shas. Nowadays, Masifta Shas, and we didn't get it. And already, children are davening for Hanukkah presents a month away. Never is any kid ever satisfied with their Hanukkah gifts. Most of the time, unless you ask them and you tell them what you're going to get them, but everybody's davening now for Hanukkah gifts. Does that mean that they're going to get exactly what they asked for? So says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, it could be happening in ways where we don't see it. B'chlal asa'ila. There's a big world out there. And Hashem Yisbarach runs it all. So this tefillah, which I was mispalel, for the Masifta Shas, is now going to go to somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, in Haifa, or it can go to Morocco, or I can go down the block, go to my cousin. Hashem Yitzbarach is mashkiach, but he's using every single tefillah. Hagam shebepratas hu mevakish l'chaser hatzar. Granted, that wasn't my request. I said that I have some type of a cave, I'm in pain, and I said, Hashem Yitzbarach, take it away. And he didn't. But that's also good. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leaving it that way, and we continue to be in pain, even after we were asking that Hashem Yitzbarach should take it away, that means that Hashem Yisbarach is acknowledging the request, and Hashem Yisbarach is answering, and he's saying, this is good for you. It's good for you this way. And he adds one other thing here, which goes back to Shir 1 on the series, the Schelek. If a person in his request is expecting and hoping to be answered, as machnes hu gufnis b'seich shalasai, he's putting a certain physicality, something foreign into the system, because the tefillah was supposed to be, like we said before, for the Shechina HaKadosha. Tefillah wasn't made, wasn't designed for this world. It was designed for the Shechina. That itself creates a barrier. And then Hashem Yisbarach is looking and say, I want to give this to you, but look, you put up a wall. So now I have to divert it to go somewhere else because you put up the wall. So it could be because Hashem Yisbarach is saying, it's good for you like this. Or it could be that Hashem Yisbarach is saying, you're right, it's not good for you like this. But there's no way to get through. Because it's not about the Shechina Kedusha, it's about you. But as soon as we put ourselves into it, that creates a machitza. Take a look to the left, which is again from the Ben Parah Sefer, that those very few lines right next to it. Al derech zeh, v'ha'ikar ha'emunah. Tefillah, its shayrish is about emunah, as we'll see a little bit later on the left column. Sheyamin ki derech diburei u'tefillah hu nasa miyad kach b'li shum safek. B'li shum safek. Every single tefillah is answered, not just heard, is answered, it's accepted. B'li shum safek. Go to the right. HaRebbe before me, Barshid, who was a Talmud Muvok of the Pinchas Karatzer. And we quoted this actually a few shurim back in the name of the Balatanya, who said the same thing. Amar Pam LaChasidah, if he once told the Chasidim, Shekol Ma Sha'adam Mevakesh Makadosh Baruch Hu Miyad Na'aneh. Just to get a taste of where you see this, by all the Talmud Baal Shem Tov, they all agree to this. Come to the Baal Shem. Every single tefillah which we request is answered. Raya lezeh mitfilah Shemona Esrei, such a gevaldik raya. From Shemona Esrei itself, she'acher kol bakasha bakasha, kigoin slach lanu, we ask Hashem to forgive us, for example, v'tekech mevarech, let me make a bracha. We say Hashem's name. Baruch atah Hashem chan hamar v'litzach. V'chin kol bakashas v'ha brachas. Every single bakasha has a bracha. Tekech mevarech aliyam, we say Baruch atah Hashem. V'im, lo yamanif, you'll say she'ein adonana miyad, that not every tefillah is answered right away. Halo kol brachas l'vatol l'chalila. How can we make a bracha right away? And to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you're the one who gives das, you're the one who allows us to do chiv, you're the one who sadeh ha-maychel. How can we say Hashem's name on that? How can we take the risk that it'll be a bracha levatala? We just said slach la, and maybe he's not forgiving. Maybe it didn't happen. So it must be, alavadi shenana, al kin yochel levarech bracha yisa. That's why we can make these requests and then make an immediate bracha. Val yak shelecha, and don't ask me, halu bekama makashas adam reish shalai na'ane adayin, that we make many requests, and we don't see that it comes to fruition. Ki tzarech lahamin b'emunah shleima. Another one of the Gimel Ikrim. Shim loy ha'ila loy tefillah sebezeh ha'ilam. If we don't see with our eyes in this world that the tefillah is accepted. B'li safek toil tefillah so the sakin ma'asher pagam ha'ilam still yoinim. Hashem Yisbarach puts it in a place where it certainly is masakin, it's certainly answered. We have to remind ourselves that what we see in this world is only a fraction, a mashahu of what's going on. That Hashem Yisbarach is, this is like a dot. It's like a drop in the sea of all the oilamis and all everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is overseeing and what he's doing. But the real mitzias is the oilam haruchni. So just because something is corrected down here, it could be just like superficially fixed down here, whereas in the higher echelons, everything is still broken. In which case, where is that going to get us? Now, Vim Tamir, if you'll say, okay, sure. The Baal Shem Tov is talking about tefillahs, which are really good tefillahs. Like the Baal Shem Tov davin, every single tefillah of the Baal Shem Tov, and the Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov, like the Chayze, and the Kushnitz from Magim, the Bnei Yisachar, all those tefillahs are answered. That's what the Baal Shem Tov is talking about. But for guys like me, that falls into the category of the Shlag Kaddish, tefillahs psulahs, just throw them out. No kavana, they're not listened to, they're not answered. Take a look at the next one, welcome. Again from the Baal Shem, we say the nusach of tefillah is shemeya tefillas kol peh amo Yisrael brachamim. That Hashem, you listen to the tefillas kol peh of every mouth of amo Yisrael brachamim with rachmanes. Look how the Baal Shem Tov types this. Afidu hu rak bepeh v'loy b'lev. That's what it means. Kol peh. Kol peh means all tefillas which are only in the mouth but not in the lev. You are Kodesh Baruch Hu, you listen to Berachim. Every single tefillah. Doesn't matter how good it is, how thinkably good it is. And by the way, can anybody say that the Mamash had a good tefillah? Would Baal Shem Tov even say that he had an amazing tefillah? As we'll see a little bit later. Every single great person would say about himself, this tefillah was just called that. Oh, there's so much lev. Hashem is Rachman Alibaboy, he wants my lev. I didn't give him anything. Every single tzaddik would put himself into this vart of the Baal Shem Tov, even the Baal Shem Tov himself. So, one of the very well-known Mar Mekoymas statements of the Baal Shem Tov, which sums up this yisoid, is brought down by the Dagmach and Ephraim. If you take a look, in the middle column, Amar Adoni Avi Zakeni HaBaal Shem Tov. So the Degel is quoting his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, again. He called Tfilas Oisim Pu'ula Ba'ilam Asalyonim. Every single tefillah is poil something in the higher worlds. Like we said before, we may not see it, but it goes somewhere. V'lefamim b'ksei ha'aretz. And sometimes at the very far ends of the world. And we don't see it and we may never see it. V'samach al-pasak, and the Baal Shem Tov said, this is what the Gemara refers to when it quotes this pasuk in Maseches Brachos. Krum zulus libnei adam. So Chazal say, krum is referring to tefillah, at least that's how Rashi learns. Zulus libnei adam. It's zol. It's cheap. The Gemara says, elu dvarim ha'im nibirum shalaylam. This is referring to things which stand in the highest places of the world, on high. Again, which Rashi says refers to tefillah. Hashem Yisbarach takes these things and he makes gevaldic, unbelievable things out of these tefillahs. But we, the people down here, soivim shalonis kabel tefillasam. We mock tefillah. Lachin mezazel nebahen. We're disappointed in tefillahs because we don't know the system. We don't realize that just because we make a request for something doesn't mean that it's going to happen the way that we wanted it or when we wanted it. But it goes somewhere and everything is poil. But because we don't have that emuna, we're not chloring that yusayid, we take things which are so big, so gigantic and so important, and we're mezalzel on them. That's how the Baal Shem Tov touched it.
Is that the shot that Hashem knows better? But that you've done some crazy thing, Hashem said, yeah, I know better than you. You don't want that. You don't really need that. That's not the shot.
It is part of it. It's part of it.
It's something much more deep. Saying that, no, your tefillahs will go someplace else.
Yeah. Yeah, meaning that Hashem Yisbarach, he knows what we need and what the world needs. Meaning, let's say a person, he doesn't know what's best for him. He's very limited in his knowledge. That's certainly part of it. We said that before. Yeah, but the idea is, I mean, he's saying, because he's teaching the Gemara, Beruma Shal Oilam, means that every single tefillah is poil something in the Oilam Misal Yoinim. Memele, it'll be poil in the lower worlds too. It may not be exactly the way that we want it to, but he's teaching Beruma Shal Oilam. Rama Shalom means every single tefillah in the higher elements is poil something 100%, but because we don't have that emuna, we're mezalzel on tefillah.
Does that cause the tefillah not to go up? The fact that we don't believe that it went anywhere, does that cause the tefillah to stay?
Yeah, absolutely. Meaning, even what we're seeing now, that every single tefillah is answered, it doesn't mean that all tefillahs are answered equal. It means that a tefillah which is having with a lot of kavanah will be poiled much, 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 much more than tefillahs which are not Avim Kavanah. But the klal is that if a person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's mispal, even it's kol peh, and it's without any leiv, he should be besimcha knowing that his tefillah was miskan. Nobody walks away out of a tefillah. Nobody should leave the Beis Knesset thinking, maybe not. Every single person should know that he leaves shul saying that if I came here and I daven before the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem has heard my tefillahs and I've been answered already. As soon as I left my mouth, I've been answered. Take a look to the left. V'chein Shamati, this is from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, who reiterates the Sisoid of the Degel. V'chein Shamati Perish Hashas Tebrachas Dvarim Ha'im Mibirum Shalaylam Mibni Adam Mevazin Aysan Hakavana Lefi Yishe Pa'ula Shal Tfila Hu Lamala Birum Shalaylam V'lele Mata Lefame. Tfila goes up. Meaning Tfila has to travel to the highest Oilamas. Like the Sfar Mekdashim say, the Or HaMeir writes that we think that everything is taking place down here. Like Hashem is taking my words. No, every single Tfila goes up like a Hevel, like an Ashan. It has to go all the way up and then it comes all the way back down. It needs to go to Ruma Shalei. L'kach b'nei adam mevazin etzen, we belittle tefillah chalila b'chashon shetfilas v'chashon larik. We think that our tefillas go unanswered and they go to the garbage. V'ze'eino. That's what the Baal Shem Tov taught us. And he says one other point. He says the person should never push the Ribbono Shel Olam to fulfill the request the way that he wants it to. Don't be so pushy. There's a sakana in that. Kama shakasa v'pasuk, as it says, im ta'iru v'im ta'iru es ha'ava asha techbat. Or ma'isa shab Yosef de Lorena yachiyach upon the letzlan. A whole ma'isa about this Rabbi Yosef de Lorena, that he tried to force Mashiach's coming and had a terrible end. Al-kein eitza ha'yu'utza l'ishmaskil. A wise person should recognize, giving you eitza, he says, shehu ya'ases shaloi, you do your thing, v'yispal al-dvar ha'ma'ira, to make your requests, u'bal ha'ratzen ya'ase kitzan ha'tayv, and let him do his thing. He knows how to answer tefillas. That's his department. V'zeu b'chinah ma'ula. This is the best way to daven. Avoyder shlom anas l'kal b'pras, but she's learning here to mean that don't do an avoyder called tefillah amanas, that you should get it the way that you want it to be. You have to have respect for the system. You have to have respect for Rabbanu Shalom, that he knows what to do with these tefillas. And not to be pushy, and he calls it a sakana. Meaning, because if it's not supposed to be that way, and we push it in, then it could be harmful, because it wasn't supposed to go that way. So it's part of our humility in knowing that Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Is that pshat with Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem?
Yeah, pashup pshat, that's what it is, yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you go down, it's hard to. Yeah, as you see all of the cuttings on the page, they're not always to size. So in order to make this puzzle work, so sometimes, although we've done a pretty good job till now making sure that everything kind of flows, but on this was a bit of a challenge, so we're going to go to the bottom. At least it's in the same column, but it's all the way to the bottom. Klal Gadol, this is from Tzavos Rivash. Klal Gadol, because it continues this concept, Golol Hashem Asecha V'yikoyne Machshav Asecha. Golol Hashem Asecha means throw onto Kadosh Baruch Hu our Maisim V'yikoyne Machshav Asecha, and make straight, establish your thoughts. Shekol Dover She's Damin Yachshav Shuma Ito Yisbar. Everything which happens, we should recognize that it comes from Him. V'yira She'evakish Mashem Yisbarach She'yazmelo Tamin Mashem Yisbarach Yudhi Yashul Tavoso. We should always ask for Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us what He knows best for us. V'loy Mashem Nir Liv Ne'adam Al Pesich, not according to what I think is best for me. If the person is going out with a certain girl, right, and he thinks, this seems gevaldik Hashem, please let this shidduch work out. So, not the best way to daven. Meaning, tefillah should be, I think that this might be good, and if it's supposed to work out, let it be. But I know that you know what's best. It makes for a difference. If a person wants a certain job, and he thinks that it's going to really be good, and the numbers are great, and works great for the family, and it's a short commute, and everything looks gevaldik. He says, Hashem, give me this. That's not Baal Shem Tov's davening. Baal Shem Tov's davening is Hashem knows, we're very limited in our understanding. We should always say for every tefillah, you know what's best. That's the derech tefillah. Ki efshem Hashem inef toiv hu ra loy, because what we think is good is really not. That was the chet of Adam HaRishon. He thought the etzadas toiv ra was good, but it was really ra. Rak yashlech hakol kol inyanav yitzvach av alav yisbar. Everything should be thrown out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So really, every single tefillah really comes down to one. In Echad Yisoid, which is that until now, until this Baal Shem Tov Mar Malkom, I would think that I'm davening for this, I'm davening for that, we're scattered all over the place, and many, many requests which we're davening for. That's all Tafel. Because the Iker is, in every Tila, is Hashem Yisbarach, I know that you know what's best for me. Toiv Hashem Lakol Racham Avokam Asav, you do what's best. That's Derech Baal Shem Tov in Tila. Now, regarding this yesod of that every single tefillah is answered, it's be'emes, it's a medrash. If you take a look on the right, it says Dvarim Rabba, at least in abbreviations, Amar Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This goes to, actually to Moshe in Parshas Vaschanan. Amar Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Kishtehei Roya Banecha B'tzar, when you see your children in pain, suffering, and there's nobody who's davening for them, miyad anayisam, please answer the tefillahs right away. That's Moshe's request for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe, Moshe chayecha, by your life, I swear, b'chol shah sheyikruisi, any time that they ask of me, ani anayisam, I will answer them. D'chsiv, kashem elokeinu, b'chol kareinu elo. The words of the Baal Shem Tov have a very strong shayrish in the Medrash. That Moshe said, whenever they're in tsar, answer their tefillah. So what do you need tsar? B'chol kareinu elav. Anytime my children, they call to me, they turn to me, I answer their tefillah. Now, a few yesoidas. Actually, before we get to those yesoidas, let's take a look at the Tikkun Ezer, which is to the left here. In Bar Nash, Salik B'machshavte, B'tzlei Sadilei D'Shchinta. See that? We had said before that this yesoid of the Baal Shem Tov from last year, of davening for the Shechina Kadosha, is not exclusive to the Chedi of the Baal Shem Tov, but it has its roots in the Zohar Kadosh and the Arizal in many places. So here we have such a Maramakim. In Bar Nash, Salik B'machshavte, B'tzlei Sadilei D'Shchinta. If he's Salik B'machshavte, if he's Oilu B'machshava in his davening for the Shechina Kadosha, if he comes knocking on heaven's door, Navi or Chayzo, Chacham or Tzadik or Chassid, and he's a higher person, Miyad the Karol Elatara, as soon as he comes to the door, Im Shechinta the Slikas Taman, if the Shechina is there, meaning that if he's davening for the Shechina is present, and Hashem looks at the Tzadik, at the Chayz, at the Navi, at the Chassid who's davening, and he says, I don't just see you, I see the Shechina is with you, you have in mind for the Shechina, Kadosha, Miyad, Taman Hashem, Yidana Miyad, Hashem answers the tefillah right away. Hashem never turns away the Shechina Kadosha. Like we found Achashverosh and Esther, which is just a dogma to, we know Achashverosh always in the Megillah when he's called Hamelech, Esther is the Shechina. As soon as Esther went in, and Chazal says, Nislab Shabaruach HaKadosh, she went in with the Shechina Kadosha. As soon as Achashverosh saw Esther, the hind of the Shechina, so even though the king said this is a violation, which is punishable by death, Vashti was killed for that not long ago, that she went in unannounced. Yet, as soon as he saw Esther, everything changed. Why? Because the Shechina was there. If the Melech sees the Shechina, it answered right away. Bechila, he came running towards her. Chazal said the Medrash that he kissed her and he said, "Esther, Esther." The whole approach changed. Meaning they don't wait. Hashem doesn't wait to call a Malach, an Eved, or a subject to come and to open the doors. Elihu mamash aftachle. He himself, like Achashverosh, we said before, Hashem Yisrach Kivyocha himself opens the doors. Mechavivi Ruchimu, because of his love and his compassion, did say the Gabbik Chasan the Gabbikala, like a Chasan and the Kala. Ve'im Shechinta Loislikas Vahut Slaisa Bikudan, if the Shechinta is not present in that tefillah or in that mitzvah, Loi Chashiv Le'el Kodesh Baruch Hu Neftach Le'echale Vafila Yidish Lucha, Hashem Yisbarach doesn't come to open it himself, maybe not even with a Shliach. And the tefillah doesn't go all the way into what's called the Heichal HaMelech, like Esther, who went all the way in. Valei itmar, and of this it says, Bachutz Tamayv, you wait outside. Meaning, the tefillah isn't allowed to come in, the tefillah stays outside, and Hashem says, I'll answer you, I'll send somebody outside. You know, some people will enter the house, some people will just like, we'll, you know, stay outside and we'll come. Right? So, that's what happens with some tefillahs. I mean, every single tefillah is answered, but we see here, if the Shechina is there, it's answered with a tremendous chaviv, it comes all the way in, Hashem Yisbarach opens it. But if not, then it's answered, but not in the same way. If you go to the bottom left corner, Shemati, B'Shem HaBaal Shem Tov, there's a ma'is on this. Once the Baal Shem Tov, Sh'rab Ruch HaKoydesh, Sh'pam Achas, Hispar Le'echad Al-Banim Rosh Hashanah, V'Nifka Bashir is Gadol. The Baal Shem Tov saw, with his Ruch HaKoydesh, that there was a Yid, who on Rosh Hashanah was davening for children, and he was answered with wealth. Something got mixed up in the pipes. Vishal Hatam. So he asked, the Baal Shem Tov asked, what happened here? How did that happen? Veheshivu lo min hashamayim, and they told the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, ki lo haisa kavanasa rak lishtasheya, that the reason why he was asking for children was for his own delight. For his own naches, it was for his own life. It had nothing to do with Hashem. He just wanted children. Ubashiris yishtashe gam kivi kabotanik. So in Shemayim they said, listen, if all he cares is for himself and he just wants to be happy, so we can send him something else to be happy. We'll send him a shiris too. It's my nafkamina. Because they'll get tainag either way. Huh? V'im came, because they said in Shemayim, lama yasu loy nisim mishemayim b'chim. Why should we turn the heavens around for this guy who couldn't have children to have children? We have to make a whole big operation upstairs in order so that this should happen when if he's really just asking for himself, so we could be say in an easy way. Meaning for him, Hashem looked at the pipelines and he said, Shiras is straight. Straight, there's no blockages, everything is good. But for Banim, I'd have to go like this. I have to do an Avram and Sarah. So I can't just make Nisim. If you would ask for the Shechina, Hashem would come up and say, oh, Vada, turn everything around for you. But that wasn't the case. So we're seeing that every single tefillah is answered, but sometimes a person says, you know, I'm looking for Aleph and it gets Beis. It wasn't the pshat that Hashem didn't answer my tefillah. Even then it could be that Hashem answered your tefillah. You asked like this, but He answered that tefillah and He gave you like that. So we have to have the humility to know that there's so many cheshbonos which are going on. Hashem knows how to run it. But our tefillahs and where it comes from and what we're misfalla for is going to make for a difference in the seder of how things go. Let's speak about some of the yesodis. Go to the top left corner for the Kedushas Levi. Yechiel, it's the small print, I'm sorry. Haklal ki adam dugmas midos shalmala. A mensch is like a dugma shalmala. Haraglayim, everything is spiritual. The human body is spiritual. Haraglayim heimayim amidos emunah. The Sfarim say that the legs, which correspond to the spheres of Netzach and Hod, are emunah, because it gives us stability. Ubeaminahim shtei b'chinas. The reason why I have two legs, says the Kedushas Levi, is because there's two very important things we have to keep in mind in emunah. Ha'echad, she'tzarech ha'adon l'hamin b'emunah shleima, that we have to believe with complete emunah, she'havoy baruch hu, who kadmon lakol, that He comes before everything, that we know. V'chol ha'olamas him mechudashim v'nivra mimenu. And everything, all the olamas, are nischadish, and they're created because of Him. Okay, we do not need kedusha slavery for that. We know that already. What we need is for the next line. V'oyed tzarech ha'adon l'hamin. But we also need to believe, and this is not as popular, she'anachnu amo Yisrael heim kreivim a love lifol kol mashayirza ish Yisrael me'ez HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzilas. That we are so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything we ask of Him, He answers those requests. Be'emun ha'shleima. Put it in the Yigim Alikrim. Ve'zeh mo'er ha'raglam sh'eidu sh'tei b'china sh'alamuna. This is why we have two legs. One, that Hashem can do whatever He wants, and He's the one who does everything. But two, we need to know that we're am kreivim. B'chol kareinu elav. That's a very fundamental amunah you need to know when it comes to davening and in life. Go to the Imri Pinchas, Pinchas Karzer. Amar, he said, Ani Omer, I say, said Rabbi Pinchas Karzer, L'chol echad she'ispala ba'asva, chesrona l'Hashem Yisbaruch, m'shimen li, she'ini mechon l'ispala. For every single person who said to me that I daven about things which I'm lacking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, m'shimen li, she'ini mechon l'ispala. And they say that I don't know how to daven. Something's wrong with my davening. Ani oima, I say back, she said, mechisar namunah, she namam, mishalach, shbala, so zdavet, avachas, shalom. It's your own lack of emunah, because you don't believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can fulfill your request. And you're davening good, but you don't believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could fulfill everything you're asking for. Aval tzarech lios chazek b'emunah. Again, this concept of another, we're talking about ikrim in tefillah of emunah. A very fundamental emunah when it comes to tefillah. Shasham Yisbarach Yochol Lasos Mamish Mechaticha Shal Eitz Zav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could turn a piece of wood into a block of gold. He could do anything. Al Kein Yisparol Af Shetzar L'Ma'od V'Yitzchazak B'Munah. Even if it's difficult, you need to daven. And you're mechazing yourself in a munah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever He wants. And He can answer every single request. That's Beis. That's another very important Yisoid. And again, the reason why this is so important is because if we don't come in with these Yisoid this clear, then it's going to affect the tefillahs, like we saw before. Every single tefillah will be different. A person who comes in and he's very besimcha about these yisoides, so then the tefillah is going to go up and Hashem is going to look and He's going to see those yisoides. This is like, these are the rockets which are carrying the tefillahs up. These are the levushim which we're putting on, like Esther, she came with gevaldik levushim before Achashverosh. Levushim shel Ruach HaKodesh. The more that a person has a moon on these yisoides, the more levushim of Ruach HaKodesh we come before Kodesh Baruch Hu with our tefillahs. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef says, Va'achar Hatzah Azu Tavin. After having presented this idea, we need to know ki gam banava tzorech lefamim mi debeninis v'hu tzorech gavoya ma'oid, that sometimes when it comes to anava, there's a mi debeninis involved. What does that mean? Which is very important, tzorech gavoya. Kama sheshamati mi mayri, the Bashem Tov said, sheroyim av mesanusha shal adam goyim shenishachim v'lasu v'lashma. Sometimes a person's anava can cause him richuk from Hashem. Shemishat sheflusai. Because if a person thinks he's a nobody, he's a nothing, eino mamin, ki adam gari ma'idli tefillah savatilas or shefal kol ha'olam, if a person doesn't believe that he's responsible for all the tefillahs with his tefillahs and all of his Torah of bringing shef and brach into the world, if he doesn't realize his own importance in the world, and not only for ourselves, but even all the malachim, all of creation is depending on our tefillahs. If we don't believe that, if we would know how important we are to all the olamos, that we're the most important thing in creation. We would come to the Beis Knesset every day, b'simcha to daven. Especially when we know what we've been speaking about, that every single tefillah is answered. How could we not come b'simcha and leave b'simcha? And we would be so careful in every single word to say it properly. David HaMelech said, "Im tishkuvun bein shvatayim, bein svasayim." That im, so the Zohar learns im is not just if, the Zohar learns aim, that our mother, the Shechina Yilah, rests in between our lips. The Zohar learns, Shakadosh Baruch Hu shremer v'shekel asifsi ha'adam la'noishka, that the Shechina is sitting by our lips as if it's kissing us. Every word of Torah and Tefillah which is said properly, with you and Ava, the Shechina is there. Mamash, like we said before, as soon as it leaves our mouth, it's answered. Why? Because the Shechina is so excited, so much awaits our Tefillahs, that it doesn't wait for it to come up. It's sitting by our lips to be mekabel, and it's like kissing us from our Tefillahs. That's how precious our Tefillahs are. And if we would be mindful of this, who would not be trembling, that the Shechina is sitting on my lips, nobody was certainly talking during davening. Even a lowly person like myself, that the anivas, the Gemara in Gittin says that the anava of Rabbi Zechariah destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's called an anava psula. We need to have a shtolz, we have to be mechazik ourselves in knowing that we're important in this world. And every single tefillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting anxiously for. And then he continues, "Kacha adam ra'oi lasim leiv alamaki hu sulam mutzav arza v'reishu magiyo shamayim." What we need to know, that we're like the sulam of Yaakov Avinu, that our feet are planted strongly, firmly on the ground, but we go all the way up to the highest places. V'chol tenu oisav, every action, v'dibur, v'hiloch, v'asakav, oisav reishan l'mala l'mala, makes an impression in the higher worlds. Then we're going to make sure, being that everything is so important, that we do everything which we do the Shem Shemayim. If a person thinks, "Who am I?" Doesn't care. He thinks everything is unimportant. The Eibishter doesn't care. But that's not true. That mamish, that every single action which we do is so important, it's so relevant, and it's advikas with Hashem Himself, mamish, like it says, v'halachta b'drachav, and through our rachamim l'mata, we're ma'or rachamim l'mala. As I explain, k'ma shukasavti dama l'mala mimcha, very famous taich of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and even the Nefesh HaChayim taiches it this way, dama l'mala mimcha, no, malamala, what happens above, mimcha. Everything is because of you. Another important principle of Emunah, we need to know that we are important, not to have another psula, but to stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that He's anxiously excited about every single word of tefillah of ours, and that we're important and everything comes from us. It's a different attitude in tefillah. Take a look at the Tefera Shlema right below. This is another perspective. This is very interesting. He says a person shouldn't be disappointed if he sees that he worked very hard before davening, that he learned a lot of Torah, Shi'ur and Kesidron. He may have had learned some Black Gemara. There's some tzaddikim that learned 40-50 Black before Shacharis every day. Yeah, such a thing. And then, or you learn Mishnah, so you say Tehillim, or you learn Chassidus, whatever it is. Zayah Kaddish, the Baal Shem Tov said, you should learn Zayah before davening. All of a sudden he comes to daven and he has no moichin, it's not going. He can't get the words out smoothly. It probably feels like a shtapsach, it's just not going. Could be that you should know, you may be tested min hashamayim. You did everything right, but if it's just not going, so you have to accept that. You shouldn't be frustrated and say, another wasted tefillah. No, you have to push through, be mechazik, and know that that's also min hashamayim. If we ask Eshalai, do your thing. Do the best that you can do, do your thing. Meaning, Altas Tfilas Chakeva means that don't think that it will always be the same. And just because you learned before davening means that it's going to be a good davening now, or that just because you did the same thing yesterday as you did today, so it's going to go smoothly. No, that's not how it goes. Every single tefillah should be that I'm approaching Kadosh Baruch Hu, not because of my own merits, not because I worked hard, but it should be makabel because of your rachamim, mitar rachmanes taval lefanei hamakom, because of your rachmanes, please let my tefillahs come before you. Like it says, Vaeschanan, the Moshe Davin, Rashi says, he asked for a matnas chinam. Rashi quotes Chazal, that even the tzaddikim, they have a lot of ma'isim toivim, they have a lot in the bank. They're only asked from the Yibishter that he should give us free, not out of our account.
Is that like pairing two things together? Like to ask for anything but know that I'm not worthy to get it?
Correct. That's what Hashem wants. That's the way that we approach it. Meaning not that they should be answered because of their deeds. He's going from this perspective that they should have a good davening because of their deeds, because they learned a lot of Torah, did a lot of Maaseh Tovim before them. We only come, the bakasha is matnas chinam. And that's why he says, we say before davening, Hashem asfasai tiftach kilu leizois. If not for that, who can come and daven for Hashem? Eich yizki yilad yishalam alif tegodesh baruch. How can we even stand in front of the Melech Malchim Lachem? Eiz avoyde hisha b'leiv, this is tefillah. And he writes, Da ki anshe knes ha-gadeilu tiknu ha-tefillah k'fu l'chol yisob ha-shavah. Everybody davens the same nosach. V'tiknu seder brachas u'kolom ha-shavah. And the same seder ha-brachas. Amnam, kol yachiv yachiv mechuyiv l'ispal ha-shem yizbarach, eiz ha-tzarech ha-tzarech lai. That every single person needs to ask Hashem Baruch Hu for what he needs. V'al yiftach al-charitzutza v'sichlai. Oh, this is the shlah. I'm sorry. We went to the next Mayim Makom here. One second. Go back for a second. This is Ad Kan Tefer Shlemai. Tefer Shlemai tells us that. Okay, it looks like it was a continuation, right? It's the same print, and it's very, very close. So I had to squeeze things in, so I fooled myself. So the Shlach Kadosh here says, we're going to talk about a new idea. So we have the Tefer Shlomo now, who says that Tefillah comes from a place of Matnas Chinam. Very important yesod. Now the Shlach says that we all have the same Nusach. I don't have to repeat that. We can go back inside. Every single yid needs to ask Hashem for his needs. But he shouldn't rely, like we said before, like the Tefer Shlomo had said, shouldn't rely on his savviness or his seichel. Who are we exactly? Will we have any chashivas in Dehainu? Not chashivas, we are very important to Hashem, but do we have anything on Hashem? Hope. Va'atzas Hashem hisokom. Va'al kein, va'al kol esik ve'inyan. Every single esik, every inyan. Right? We should ask Hashem for everything which we need. However, after hatfila, yasek beesek ze, v'yasem b'tchina v'shem yisbarach shehu yasav yashirle. Meaning, let's just sum up what he's saying quickly without having to go back inside. It's a hashkafa, which is questionable whether or not the Olam really recognizes it. This is not only from the Chedev Hashem, this is from the Shlach Hadash. But we do, let's say, two hishtalises when it comes to our lives. We daven, and we make hishtalis. So we go to work. We talk about parnasa. So how does it work? We have two things here. Does it work that I go out to work, and then I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should be matzliach? Is that how it works? Or does the way that it really goes is I go out to the Beis Knesset and I daven every day. And then I go out to work because I got to go like this, move my hands a little bit, make some phone calls, so that it creates a disguise, a mask, so that the tefillah should be answered. Obviously, Beis is the right answer. But I would venture to say that unless a person is taught otherwise, stam das balabatim is that We go to work to make a parnasa, and we ask Hashem that it should be matzliach. That's not how it works. The Shlach says, what we do, we come to davening every single day, we come to Shalom, we ask Hashem for our needs. And as soon as we finish davening, we have bitachon that we go out to work, that it will happen. It will happen. I mean, we're just going out so that there should be a follow-through, that whatever we ask Hashem for should happen. Meaning, we're just gonna play it out. But the Iker Hishtalis was coming to Shul and davening for it. You've been answered. You've been answered. Now, if we have to make disguises that it shouldn't be a Nes Nigla, so we'll make it a Nes Nister that Hashem will provide. The fact that Hashem gives Parnasa to so many people in the world, and there's not thousands, millions of people on the streets is half of a fella. Sometimes I drive down, you know, these streets in neighborhoods and so on. I think this store is open. It's been open for 2, 3, 5, 6, 10, 20 years. How are you open? Who comes to you? Who is shopping in this place?
It's a front.
Huh?
It's a front.
It's a front? Maybe. But people are not on the streets. They're not. Okay, they may be living in small apartments, whatever it is. But people are taken care of. Hashem Yisbarach is being mashkiach that people should have. That in itself is gewaltig. Imagine if this was up to just hefkerness. It would be crazy. Some people would matzeach, some people not. Hashem Yisbarach is fearing the world. It's unbelievable. But the ikr is that we daven. That's our ikr hishtadlus. Coming to shul is where we were mishtadl. What happens after that? Okay, what happens after that? You do something and then Eibush will provide. But that's called bitachon. Bitachon is that if I ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, he fulfilled my request. It's a shift in how to look at everything.
So it's just how to do it also.
What?
I mean, like, it totally repurposes, like, reframes, like, when you are in shul, you should never, ever, at this from this point, honestly, really, for anything, is the meaning of Kuwait. Because the meaning doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, and it's also another Hispaniness in that is that if I was an important business call, you know, would I pause to, you know, think of this, talk about that, right? Well, if everything is riding on the line, on this call, with this, I'm talking to the, you know, to the CEO here, you're going to give your undivided attention, you're going to close the door, you're going to lock it, nobody disturb me now, because this is where the check comes from. If we have that understanding, we're talking to Rebbeinu Shlomo, that this is the CEO. This is who's providing for. What's going to happen after that? Doesn't matter how it's going to happen. I have bitachon that it's going to be. So, that certainly deserves our invited attention. Not just because it's Melech Machem Lachem and many other reasons why, but just if we look at it, just that we're in a deal, that we're trying to secure our livelihood. So, mitzat that also. There's just a couple more Ma'amar Kaimas here. So those are just a few Yisoidis which will impact the Kayach HaTfila. But it's really just Yisoidis in Emunah. Like we began, Malay Chala Arts Kavaydai, every Tfila is valuable, it's beloved, the Shechina is at my lips. Dama Lamalamcha, we are the ones who are Poyel. We're asking for Matan Shechina. And it actually makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch. Like we saw last week, we're davening for the Shechina Kedosha. This too is also in, again, Simet Tzadi Ches in Arachaim, on the right side, second from the bottom. Al Yachshav Roihu Sheyasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Bakashasi. A person shouldn't think that Hashem Yisbarach, he should fulfill what I ask. Kevan Shekivanti B'Tfilasi, because I had a good davening. Ki Adarabba, Zemazkir Avonaisav Shaladam. Can the opposite effect, oh, you're really worthy, so let's pull out the list, let's pull out the books, see what's going on. With your chesed. Who am I? This is a Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisai. Sounds like it's still sharm. Who am I? So lowly to come before a melech like this. It's just all part of the chesed that Hashem does for the belt. Nothing to do with me. This is matnas chinam. Just like Hashem provides for the behemoths, even though they don't do anything for Kodesh Baruch Hu Kilu. But it's Hashem is providing what they need. Hashem is providing for me too. I just have to come up here into daven. That's what's expected of a yid, because it's not just about my needs. It's oilmas, everything. Shulchan Aruch. And take a look at the last Mayim Malkum from the Kodesh Netzer Magid. We're pointing straight for the Bashem Tov Kodesh. After every davening which we daven, we have to be like a basula, like as if nothing we did. Nothing happened. As if today we were asked for the first time. And even after we finished davening, it's like we didn't do anything. This is the Shem Ekya, which means I will be, which means that every single tomorrow will be new. After every davening, a yid needs to say that I didn't do anything. And he has to take all of the pnias, all of the thoughts which he had, which were other than for Hashem and for the Shekhinah, to throw those away. That's what he has to do after davening. I mean, there's an avoid after davening. Like he says here, Shem Baal Shem Tov, I heard in the name of the Baal Shem, the Kushan said, I never met the Baal Shem Tov. He said, I heard in his name, like the Gemara says, the Chassidim Rishonim used to spend an hour before davening, an hour davening, and an hour after davening. So all this farmer is like, what are they doing after davening? This is what they were doing after davening. Listening to Machshav Estima Zeh Pesach. This Pesach in their minds that they thought, remember, these are very great people, I had such a good davening today. For sure, my tefillahs are rocking all the oilimus. I'm bringing everything down. You know, they knew that they had a good davening. They felt the kurva, they felt the hiskash, they felt the dechir, all the simanim of Kabbalah's tefillahs they had. That Pesach, they closed it up. And they said, Kiilu, I did nothing. Hashem Baruch Hu was poil everything. I didn't do anything. Very important, you said to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. There's a Mar Makam above that from the Magid Rav Yaakov, where he says, the reason why is because, like we had said before, we don't have to see it, that going back to the first year, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, that we invite the Shekhinah to be Mispalo. When a person davens for the Shekhinah HaKadosh, like we had said even in this year, that a person is Neslamish in the Shekhinah joins him, the Zayah HaKadosh had said. What we're hoping is that the Shekhinah should be Poyal. Shekhinah is the one who does everything, not us. When we daven for the Shekhinah, we attach ourselves to the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is davening, the Shekhinah is being answered. There's many reasons why a person can think about why he doesn't do anything. The more that a person has a moon, the more he understands that concept. But on the one hand, before davening, a person has to wake up and has to say, my tefillahs are important. I am important. My tefillahs, Hashem wants them, He loves them, He wants to hear them. That's how we come to Shul, thinking that we're going to make a difference today. And we got to put everything into our davening. But kol kayach, as we'll see in the future shiur. But when davening is over, right? There's another avodah called the Shah Achas Acher Atvila, where Yid says, "Hashem Yisroch, you gave me all the kayaches, you did everything. Everything is manas chinam, everything is you." And it closes up that hole. The person may think about himself that it was really me, and throws out the gaiva. That's really the seder to go to build himself up to a yesh. Like, I'm going to do something for you, Hashem. And they put in a good davening, and then afterwards to say, what did I do for you? Everything is you. Tachlis is that another. So again, in the first year we spoke about what's expected, how to go all the way up, and here we see that Eibusha goes all the way down and he says, every single tefillah is answered. Bali Safik. Even if it's not Bekavana, even if it's just called Pet, I listen and I love every single tefillah. It will go somewhere. So it should be a tremendous chizuk for us in a coming to Shul and leaving Shul. That every single tefillah which are mispalat, Hashem Baruch Hu loves it, it's cherished, it's listened to, it's poil something. And the more that we put into it, the more that we give the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more is going to be made out of it. To know how to daven. And this way, and all the tefillahs are niskabel, and we should see how those tefillahs are niskabel for ourselves and the result. And ultimately, ki beis tefillah yekorei, we should be zeichet to the beis hamikdash, and coming to Shechta Kingdom here with me.